As low pressure rapidly pulls away from the region toward the Canadian Maritimes, a strong Arctic cold front will swing across the region this morning and usher in much colder weather to close out the year. Ahead of this front, there may be some snow showers or squalls. Temperatures may actually peak before noon and then be steady or fall during the afternoon as cold air continues to pour into the region Monday night and Tuesday, with lows Monday night ranging from 10 below zero to about 10 above to the southeast of the Capital District. Highs on Tuesday will be mainly in the upper teens to low 20s as a weak clipper system looks to pass through the region with some scattered snow showers as well. High pressure will then build in briefly on New Year's Day before another more potent storm approaches the region. So far, it looks like an area of low pressure will approach from the west and another from the mid-Atlantic region. The chances for light snow will develop and begin on Wednesday evening as the coastal low strengthens and absorbs the energy from the primary western low. That'll intensify the lift over our region, reinforcing the chances for a more moderate snowfall. Snow-to-liquid ratio should be high with an Arctic air mass in place, which could result in some significant accumulations for some. Bitter cold temperatures are expected to kick off the new year and remain in place until at least the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. A long-wave upper trough is forecast to remain established over the U.S. with cyclonic flow affecting nearly the entire country. At the surface, continental polar air will prevail across most of the country in the wake of a cold front moving eastward across the western Atlantic and southwest toward the Gulf of Mexico. Where this front lingers inland across South Florida the first half of the day, isolated deep moist convection, including perhaps a thunderstorm or two, will be possible. Otherwise, thunder risk across the U.S. will remain negligible through the day. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 on Sunday at Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at Warren, Minnesota on Sunday. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 30s and a northwest wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 30s, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers mainly during the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the middle and upper teens and a northwest wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour, becoming light in the afternoon. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 53 set in 1984. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 21 below zero set in 1933. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise will be at 7:25 a.m. while sunset comes at 4:30 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon. Colder with highs in the mid-20s. West winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For tonight, mostly clear and much colder with lows in the single digits below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s, northwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. And for tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, much colder with lows in the upper single digits and low teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers in the morning, then turning mostly sunny in the afternoon, blustery and colder with highs in the mid-20s and northwest winds from 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts up to 40 possible in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be much colder with lows in the lower single digits above zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny and colder today, highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. And tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, much colder with lows in the middle single digits above zero and a northwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, much colder with highs in the mid-20s, and a northwest wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour, gust to 30 possible. And tonight, mostly clear, much colder with lows in the middle single digits above zero. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, mostly cloudy with snow showers, temperatures in the upper teens and low 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and cold, temperatures in the mid and upper teens. For Thursday, a chance of snow, upper single digits and low to mid-teens. And Friday, clearing and cold with temperatures in the upper single digits and low teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.